Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Chad and Ballsy Daily, with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
If I were walking in downtown Moose Jaw yesterday at 8 a.m. And ran into a literal cougar, I would be pooping myself. There was an actual cougar spotted in down. Like, and I know the joke, okay? A lady on the prowl for a young man. No. We're talking like an actual cat. Giant cat was spotted at the co-op downtown Moose Jaw yesterday at 8 a.m. Like, prime time on a Monday morning.
We had a deal on chips. I gotta get myself some S&Bs, man.
I don't know. And then it was later spotted just a few blocks north of that. That's insane to me. Like, this is an animal, like a 200-pound cat, just walking around in downtown Moose Jaw. Like, I know it's a big deal that Burton Cummings is spotted in downtown Moose Jaw every now and then, but for a cougar to be spotted down there,
wow,
that's insane. So with that being said,
did they get the cougar though?
They picked up on the cougar scent.
Oh, that's what they did.
Yeah,
it's Friday night. And you're on the prowl. You seek the wildlife, stalking bars, clubs, and taverns, a habitat teeming with young game. You don't want a perfume that purrs. You want one that roars. You want a fragrance that shows its teeth. Introducing Cougar. The fragrance, aged to perfection, just like you. Cougar, the scent of menopause and fresh meat that will bring that young man to his knees. Right where you want him, Cougar. The fragrance, when a young man is your number one prey.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Let's go down to Oklahoma for an unbelievable excuse to get out of a ticket.
Emily Owings. Initially pulled over for not wearing her seatbelt. The only form of identification, her medical marijuana card.
Your license is suspended.
Why?
I don't know. And now I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through Woods County. And
I poop so bad.
Where do you think I was going?
Birthday, man.
Huh?
It says my birthday.
So I'm not sure if you heard. She said, I have to poop so bad. I have to poop so bad. And then she went in to explain that it is her birthday. Well, that's not going to work. So she didn't have a license. It was suspended. She also had warrants. She also had no insurance on the vehicles she was driving. So that's when a high-speed chase ensued. 70 miles per hour through a school zone. And anyway, all because Emily had to poop.
Dude, when you got to take a dump, though, you got to take a dump.
Well, I understand. Hey, man, we've been through this. My run around Wascana earlier this summer where I thought I wasn't going to make it. I know. I get it.
I just encountered that last week. I'm at the Petro-Canada on Winnipeg and Vic, okay?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And dude is coming north on Winnipeg right to that intersection.
Yeah.
He turns over the boulevard, across the sidewalk, across the grass, into the Petro-Canada parking lot in a truck.
Wow.
Like, he goes over, boom,
that's
boom, boom.
That's intense.
He runs out of the truck into Petro-Canada where I'm waiting to pay for my gas. He goes, give me a key. I need the washroom. Guy goes, this is a true story. Guy goes, sorry, sir, somebody's in the washroom. He is standing outside the washroom, jumping up and down. You could see the beads of sweat on his forehead. He's banging on the door. So I totally get what that lady's doing.
I just envision this guy tearing into the parking lot like Ace Ventura.
It is. It looked like someone of the Rockford Files. Boom, boom, boom.
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A!
All right, this from Bethany. Chad, hey guys, how are you handling Halloween? Same way I always do. My kids are old, they don't do it anymore, and I'm just going to shut the lights off and go in the basement. And I actually be justified this year.
I'll hand out candy.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're going to wipe down every...
It's not my job to wipe down the candy. It's a parent's job to wipe down the candy when they get home.
Okay.
I'm not wiping the candy down. They can do it.
This from Dale. I hate when my wife drags me to Costco. How do you guys feel?
I don't care. I feel like such an adult when I go to Costco. And when I leave Costco, I feel like I've accomplished a very adult thing. So... it actually kind of makes me feel good until I look at my bank account and I go, oh, crap.
That's the only thing I don't like about Costco, because you go there with the mindset, I'm not going to spend any more than this. Yeah. Ooh, I got to have that. Ooh, I got to have that. Before you know it, it's $350.
Yeah, but I got a giant pumpkin pie, so.
It would be the time of year to go right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Or pretty soon. This from Maryland. Hey, guys, I don't know about you, but I miss flying. If you could sit next to anyone on a plane for a three-hour flight, who would it be?
An empty seat. I'm a fat dude. No, I need that empty seat.
You gotta sit next to somebody. That's not the question.
Oh.
Mine would be George Bush. I want George because George Bush is the kind of guy that would tell you all the stuff. He would tell you all the behind-the-scenes stuff and laugh about it.
Yeah, I think anybody I want to sit next to flies private, so.
What?
I think anybody I sit next to flies private.
Okay.
I think like a guy like Tom Hanks would be cool to sit next to.
That would be a good
to.
One, too. Yeah, actually, that would be. He'd be another guy that'd tell you a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And this is from David. Hey, guys, what do you think is one thing everyone should try once?
Oh,
in your
boy.
Life. Nice smile on your face. I'm going with skydiving.
Have you skydived?
No, but I threw... No, but hear me out.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I threw Wolf Boy out of a plane.
Right, well, but did you?
No, but I thought after he did it, I was like, I should have done that.
Did you, though?
No, I should
So maybe
try
you
it.
Should take your own advice.
I should. What would you? What do you think somebody should try once? And not meth or anything
no,
like that?
No, God, no. You should not try meth once.
No.
No.
What would you say?
Everybody should have one good wild weekend. And by wild weekend, I mean... Donkey doesn't fit on the elevator kind of weekend.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
I'm like one of those legendary weekends you can always tell everybody about.
Here I thought you were going to wrap this conversation up in a nice tight bow by saying you should try a pumpkin pie from Costco.
Well, eat the whole one. Like, don't try it. Get invested. I mean, eat the whole thing. If you're going to do it, right up to your elbows.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I remember growing up as a kid, probably till you're... Maybe even till your teen years, you're really excited for Christmas, right? But as you get, you know, you see your parents are not really overly excited. Like my dad used to say, you know, I was happy to get a Christmas orange and a pair of socks.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, okay, whatever, Dad. But when you get older and you're spending money in other places, you're like, oh my God.
And then
you,
Christmas creeps up on you.
You kind of get what your dad was saying.
Yeah.
Now, I would say this is a different year. Like, I would suggest if you're, like, we always talk about shopping early to avoid the crowds.
Yeah.
Number one, it's important to shop local.
Of course.
And help the businesses.
Absolutely.
And if you want to do that and avoid the crowds, you probably don't want to wait till the last minute and all be in the mall together, right?
Right, yeah.
So I already know what I want for Christmas, man.
Oh, God.
Much in my dad's way of thinking.
Yeah.
I thought about it today. I went to put on these pants that don't stay up.
Yeah.
I put on a belt.
Yeah.
I need some belts.
Uh-huh.
Like back in the day, it'd be like, belt.
Yeah.
If somebody gave me a nice leather belt, I'd be so excited. Like it'd be like the greatest Christmas
present. It's true though. Dads just want simple things. Like we don't expect you to go buy us a big gadget for Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't expect you to drop a lot of money on me.
No.
Because dads are also the kind that if they want something, they're going to go get it themselves. All right?
Well, right.
Generally.
And you also know...
Or they've
know
given up all hope that they're ever going to get it.
Well, that's right. And you also know that you've spent all the money on the family, so you got the dead clock running in your head, right?
Yeah, you would rather just not spend money.
Yeah,
like,
that's your
present. Christmas present.
Yeah, that's right.
Just if we could just, you know...
Yeah.
Sit around, watch Christmas Vacation, and call her a day. You know, that's
you're
Christmas.
Sure. You're hung up on that show,
well,
eh?
Well, of course I am. So I would say, I'm like you.
Yeah, what do you want?
Like belts, socks, underwear. I need my socks and underwear every year. That's the only time of year I get socks and underwear. So, you know, I like to have a new set of heads for my electric toothbrush. That's what I always get.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
just little things. The I other don't one want I'm, anything
the
crazy.
The other one I want, I'm glad you brought that up. The other one I want, because I lost it in the divorce, is a water pick.
Oh.
Somebody get me a water pick, like a good water pick for my teeth.
Right, yeah.
Because I don't like the floss.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Well, if we're going to go through a list of things you lost in the divorce, I don't think we have that kind of time.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Scary stats coming from SGI. They had their big traffic safety spotlight last month. In other words, they need cash. So they had to go get some tickets. And that's fine. Fair enough. I mean, hey, listen, if we're breaking the law and they catch us, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So impaired driving is still a thing in this province. 463 impaired driving offenses. And sadly, that's never shocking. Like, it's ingrained in this province. And I don't know why. But seatbelt tickets. 576 seatbelt tickets handed out last month. That's the highest since 2017. How are people still getting seatbelt tickets? Like, number one, I don't know about you, but it's just such a habit for me when I get in the vehicle to put my seatbelt on. It's just like turning the ignition. It's something I do when I get in. And I don't even know how it's not just part of your routine. Number two, who are driving around in these vehicles that don't ding and annoy the hell out of you and don't have your seatbelt on?
Yeah, that's the one thing with the new cars. They'll ding till you put them on.
Yeah.
That does help me, because if anybody's in my inner circle, they know they have to remind me. So what happens is like,
how do you have to be reminded to put a seatbelt on?
I put my seatbelt on, but it's not the first thing I do. I get in the car, I make sure I've got everything, I back up, I shut the garage, I get to the base of the driveway. It usually takes me till around the corner before I put my seatbelt
on.
Really?
Why, though?
I don't know. My daughter's like, Dad, put your seatbelt on. Christina's like, Dad, put your seatbelt on. Ethan's like, Dad, put your seatbelt on.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't. It's not the first thing I do. I eventually do it. It's not like I drive around town with it off, but it probably, honestly, if the car didn't ding.
Yeah.
Like I noticed the 2 months previous when I had Ethan's car.
Right.
The old one. I did put the seatbelt on eventually, but it'd be halfway through my drive. Ooh, I better put my seatbelt on.
Don't you feel it? Like, I feel insecure when I don't have it on.
Nah, just not. I mean, Yeah, I don't know. Half of my youth, we didn't wear seatbelts. We just drove around without seatbelts on. I don't know. It's just not something I...
Well,
I'm not saying,
I mean,
I'm not saying you shouldn't wear it.
I understand. Horses didn't have seatbelts.
No, yeah. I know. I had the old horses.
And even a covered wagon.
Dude,
no seatbelts in there.
I drove in a station wagon.
Right,
backwards. With no seatbelt on. For a good chunk of my life. So,
well,
for me not to put a seatbelt on...
You're facing backwards. In a station wagon, you don't need a seatbelt because your head's going to snap
off.
That's
what I meant. So what's the point? I got used to living on the edge. I did. Hey, when you're listening to, when you're driving around and the windows are rolled up and there's a blue haze in the car and you're listening to Loretta Lynn and Don Williams, you're already half dead.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So I grind my teeth. I went to the dentist, Dr. Larson, over there, in the Gardner Park shopping mall, said, listen, here's the thing. You might not need a sleep apnea machine. Sometimes we can treat with a mouth guard, but you need to go get referred and go get this test. Uh-huh. So I go to the place yesterday and they give me this machine that I bring home, and it's a girdle. It straps around your, just beneath your chest. You can see it on our Facebook page. Okay.
It doesn't look that bad. I always envision when anybody does like a sleep apnea test, they've got like the helmet Doc Brown has on and Back to the Future when he walks in to try and read Marty's mind.
Okay,
like,
so this might this might be TMI, but I sleep with no clothes on.
Yeah,
I cannot sleep unless I'm naked.
Yuck.
If I'm by myself or whatever. Okay, so I've got to sleep with a shirt on, and I've got my shorts on.
Why do you have to sleep with a shirt on?
Because you have to. They said it's better to sleep with a shirt on. Okay. Anyway, how can they accurately test me? I can't. So I got an oxygen thing on my non-dominant finger in the left hand, okay? The pointer finger, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I've got these things in my nose
to
test my oxygen. Sure. And then this girdle around just below my chest.
Yeah.
And I didn't get an hour's of sleep because I can't sleep.
Hours of sleep.
I can't sleep at the best of times, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I didn't get an hour worth of sleep because I'm always looking down at my chest to make sure this thing's operating correctly. Because the thing she said when I left the office was, this is very important because you got 2 days to get it right, and then you got to have that machine back Wednesday morning after your morning show. I said, okay, I'll bring it back. Like, so I'm all worried. Okay, is this going to test? Of course I'm going to test for sleep apnea because I'm not going to, I'm not getting any sleep.
I think you need to hit up one of our fine dispensaries and indulge before bed.
1,000,000%. Me and the dog, we're going to be high every night before we go.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
All right, so I put this link up on our Facebook page. There's a website where you can go to see if you're young or old for your job. So you punch in your age and what you do, and it'll tell you if you're over the hill for your job or not. Now, I punched in your age, Chad, with what you do, and you indeed are not over the hill.
Okay, good.
35% of people are... like, you're in the percentile where it's lower. I punched in mine, though.
Yeah.
It says I'm over the hill. 66% of workers in my field are younger than me.
Right, yeah,
well,
okay.
Well, it might seem like it's downhill from here. Don't be too bummed. After all, age with age comes wisdom. So I'm wise. Right. Although, my cohort, Chad McDonald, you've never referred to me as wise or experienced. So I don't believe that. But anyways.
With aches and pains and stuff, yeah.
If you want to go,
I'm
check it out.
I'm looking for a good pain reliever, like a. I'll go to you.
They say in these various professions, a military, the average age is about 31.
That sounds about
dancers,
right.
Choreographers,
young.
32 is the average age.
32,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Well, they got to have a little bit of little bit of wisdom, like they've been around for a bit. Like you're not going to see you're not generally going to see a dance teacher in her mid to late 40s.
Okay.
Well, they're just not. Like, you're not. That's not being... It's cut. Bartenders, they say about 36, the average age. Isn't that a little old?
Yeah. Like, I've seen some old bartenders, and it depends on the situation. It depends on the kind of establishment you walk into. If you walk into, like, a hipster joint, and you see a bartender that's, like, 60 years old, you kind of think, what's going on here? But if I go to like an old, like a good hole in the ground tavern, I don't want a server that's under 50.
Yeah,
like,
so
I expect you to have some stories.
Dr. Kayla, my eye doctor up there, FYI doctor, she's about early 30s. Okay, so I'm okay with that. Like she's okay, but
ageism is a thing though, so be careful.
No.
Okay.
Let me finish.
Yeah,
I'm okay with my eye doctor, regardless of the gender, being younger.
Right.
When I walk in for like harder brain surgery, that dude better be about 45 or she better be about 45, 50. Like I'm not the first heart she's working
on. Or this one, when you walk onto a plane and you can see the pilot.
Yeah.
And you look at the pilot and they look like they're 15.
Yeah.
And you go, oh my God, do you even have your driver's license? Let alone, can you fly
this
thing?
Well, I always look to see if he's got whiskey nose. If he's got whiskey nose.
I like this one. I want him to sound like this. I don't want it to be... Hi, attention. I don't want it to be like that. I want it to be boom.
I get really nervous.
I am Captain Davis. We're about to fly into some crap. But don't worry. I've flown these bad boys through Nam.
That's right.
No rockets scheduled for today, so we should be fine.
I get scared if I can't see the pilot. Like, I feel more comfortable when I walk in and I can see kind of in the cockpit there.
Yeah, no,
like
I
he's
don't.
Getting ready.
No, lock that up. Lock that up. I don't want to see anything. I don't want to know how the sausage is being made. Just get me to where I got to be.
So, Ellen DeGeneres,
her show is back up and running in studio to a virtual audience now. And yesterday she addressed all of these rumors that came up over the summer of her actually being kind of a bad person and kind of difficult to deal with. And I'm just going to paraphrase kind of what she said yesterday. She essentially said, listen, it's not easy being the be kind lady, and that there are multiple facets to everybody out there, including herself. She's working on it. She's a work in progress, and she hopes that she can change a little bit. And a lot of people are still ripping on her. A lot of people are saying, it's good that you get called out on this stuff. What do you think?
Too many soft people in the world. I said that when you were gone on holidays when this first came out. Too many soft people. This cancel culture. No, I mean, people, sometimes you're going to deal with crappy bosses. You're going to deal with bosses that you hate, that yell at you, that get mad at you. For us to think that, even though she said that, that's not Ellen. Like she said, she's got she gets mad, she gets angry, she gets impatient, and you're going to have bosses like it. Oh, she yelled at me. It's a toxic environment.
Right.
Shut up.
I think there's a double standard here that needs to be addressed. And Ellen, being a lady,
Being a gay lady in the States, probably not the easiest position to be in. Yeah. And representing two separate minorities in the way that she represents gay people. She also represents women. And you get a guy like Dave Letterman, who was notoriously difficult to deal with. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people that were almost driven to ending their lives by working with Dave Letterman. Mm-hmm. There's people, from what I've heard, there are people that deal with guys like Howard Stern that have said he's notoriously difficult. But he comes off as cool because of it, right? Like, everybody thinks, well, that's just a businessman. That's him meaning business. Johnny Carson was horrible. He did horrific things to the people around him.
And he didn't like being around people either.
Exactly. And that's all fine and good. Al Michaels, I'm sure, not a great guy all the time. Okay? Yeah. And that's fine. But when it's Ellen, oh, man, end of the world. End of the world. It's like, why? Why?
I think it's because I think what it is like, there's a few people where you say, you know what? If she was a bitch, I'd be disappointed. If Garth Brooks was a jerk, I'd be disappointed.
No, Garth Brooks is a jerk. Are you kidding me? Of course he is.
Well, anybody I've talked to said he's a great guy.
I'm sure he's great to fans.
I'm saying you meet him, but that's why I'm saying
you cannot be that shiny and polished
but that's
all the time.
That's right. Nobody can. And that's why I'm saying she is getting more heat than she probably should, because she is the be kind lady. That's her image.
But she's in a cutthroat industry.
Oh, yeah.
That would drop her and leave her behind if she lost a little bit of shine. They would. They would forget about her like nothing.
Bottom line is, we live in a world now where everybody wants to jump on everybody if they make a mistake to prove, oh, you see, I told you she wasn't as good. And then it's, oh, my God, my feelings are hurt. Oh, no, she's mean.
Yeah, walking that tightrope, it's not fun.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.